Bishop quoted this scripture last week, Ephesians 4:27. Neither give place to the devil. Don't give him a foot. Don't give him anything. That's how you be in becoming God's man. Praise God. There are many, many more. I know I didn't make you shout. I know I may have gone a little slow. But I'm telling you, if you will do these, that's why I put it on this paper so you can go and look at them. Because it's a lot of scriptures. I mean, there's probably a whole bunch more I could go over. Hallelujah. I just want to make sure I got them all that I want to go over this morning. Romans 14:16 talks about don't let your good be evil spoken of. Luke 6:45 says a good man out of the good treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and the evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. If you'll study to show yourself approved, you'll put the time in, you'll seek his ways, you'll put yourself in the position for God to bless you. You God's man, you God's woman. And then he has no choice. He can't get it to you fast enough. He is so ready to bless you. He is so ready to bring you out and set you on a place of on high. But you got to do it. You got to do like my sister-in-law. She came in the house of the day. I already knew she had it, but she's like, here's every prosperity scripture in the Bible. She has a little journal thing. Got them all wrote down. All of them. Do you think that took some time to do? How much time have you put down writing down the things you want? How many scriptures have you compiled of a subject? How much have you put together? If I said, show me something that you're dwelling on, what are your scriptures for? I lift this one out. This says about either the mouth of two or three witness, let every word be a step. So you got to know that I got to have at least two or three scriptures to go along with what I'm believing. Where are they? If you believe in that, then I say, well, your scripture, you go, But if you don't know this, you can't do it. None of you can go and run those head turn machines that I run. None of you. Why? Because you don't know. You might get it turned on. Some of them, you can't just hit the power button. You got to hit the reset, whatever that button is. I don't even know what it's called. You got to hit that button, then hit start. But you go hit start, and you will never get it on. Because you don't know. I couldn't go up and I can almost do it, but I couldn't really do a real good job of setting up a lead pole and marking it down so I can lay some bricks. Bishop can. Swirl can. I think Kelton probably can. Why? Because I don't know exactly, me personally, you don't know at all. Most of you, pretty much. You don't know, you can't do it. But Darren can get out there and drive a truck down the road. He can tell you, now, if you don't have this, this, and this, you're going to get a ticket when you go through the weigh scale. Now, me, I can drive one down the road. Pretty much, I can get in one. I can bag it any way you want to. I put that truck, put it in that hole. Kenny Jones put it in there. Why? Because I did it. I was a yard driver, not a truck driver now. I drove around the yard and docked trailer. I can put one in the tightest. I put one in a hole so tight, I seen the hood move up like that. I mean, I was this how tight it was. I got that truck in that hole. I got it in there. Why? Because I know what I'm doing. I was hoping I didn't break it, Darren. I was hoping I didn't break that fiberglass hood. That hood, I said, ooh, I hit that clutch. Whoa. Because if you let your foot slip off the clutch, that truck don't know no difference. All it know is go. And that's where you ought to be. You ought to know, all you ought to know is the gospel provides for me. And if I do it, it'll produce. A car don't know no difference. Then stop and go. All he know is if I'm in gear, I'm going. That's all he know.
The only way it'll stop, you got to stop it.
It don't have no momentum to go. You got to have it. You got to do it. And that's how you be. Come on, Bishop. That's how you be being and becoming God's man, God's woman. That's how you do it. I hope I helped somebody. Whew, glory to God. Like I said, I know I didn't make you shout. Glory to God. But if you'll do it, you begin to read the scripture and take it and just understand, just like I said, he's talking about that foolish stuff. I had another, it's another scripture in here that talked about that foolish genie and all that. Man, don't get it. Stop listening to them folks. Don't know what they're talking about. All you got to do is before you turn it on, God, do I need to listen to them? In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Someone, let me see what they're talking about. You don't listen to it. You don't got it in you. Check it out first. I read one thing about Kenneth Hagin. I was trying to find something on our podcast to listen on Kenneth E. Hagin. And this dude said, it said, Kenneth Hagin still preaches a false gospel, even from the grave. And that's all I read. Click, click, move on. Some people click. Let me see what they're talking about. Why would I want to know that? What profit is that? You understand what I'm saying? So if you find out what God has for you and that which is going to profit you, then you do that. You can't stop the blessing from flowing from you. It said it'll run you down. It'll overtake you. So much, no space left for more in the Amplified. Then you understand how it says cast all your cares on him, for he cares for you. All your worries, all your anxieties, all your cares. Then it says in the Amplified, once and for all. If you do, you can't do that if you don't know it. You can't do it if you don't practice it. You can't do it one time. Okay. Kendall Hagin said he was doing it since he was 15. I just started, but guess what? I listened to that back and forth, back and forth, back and forth for 2 or 3 months. I'm listening to it, listening to it. I'm about to tell you what he preached on all three of those messages. Why? Because I put that in. I cast my care. So what if your check come up short? I cast my care. So what if this didn't happen? I cast my care. I don't have any problems. You got it. I gave it to you, Lord. You can be carefree, a word-free life. Then you can, it'd be easy to be God's man. But if you worried and come on, bitch. If you worried and concerned, how you gonna be at peace? How you gonna operate? Oh my God. I don't know what am I going to, oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you. Oh, my God. No. Put the word in. It'll bring peace. We just read it. It'll give you peace. A peace that passes all understanding shall do what? Guard your heart, spirit, man, and your mind, your soul. He talked about through Christ Jesus. He tells you how. See how they broke it down? That's how you study the Bible. That's not hard, is it? If you look at that, and then when you read and ask yourself what it said, now what does it mean by what I just read? It's not hard to study the Bible. Glory to God. That's how you be God, man. That's how he blesses you. When you know, he can't bless something you don't know. Whew. I'm telling you, I'm knowing. I'm getting to know. Glory to God. Amen. Then I get up here one Sunday. Come on, come on. I get up here one Sunday and say, y'all, I got my house and I got it debt free. I'm telling you that now by faith. I already have it, but I'm going to be able to say it manifests. Glory to God. So I want you to be becoming, and I want you to be, keep being God's man and God's woman. We got work to do. If you don't be his man, you can't do the work. Glory to God. Be that. Hallelujah. I'm done. I keep going.